This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Masks have been used in ancient religious rituals. In this part of the world, we continue to see masked performances more often associated with traditional dances like the lion dance with a mask clown, a Balinese toping dance, the corn mask dance from Thailand. Some traditional theatre practices like comida dell'arte also continue to use masks. Most recently, a performance of another country presented by Singapore's Wild Rice, Malaysian actors wore masks to perform stories taken from the Hikayat. Simone Tani is an Italian living in Liverpool, and he'll be here in Malaysia shortly to run theatre training using masks. What's the history of using masks in theatre training?
It's a long history that goes back to the first forms of theatre. In the specific technique that I use, that is called transmask, it goes back to the 1970s. It started in UK with Keith Johnston, and it takes the roots from the traditions in Africa and Asia, and it's combined with modern theater technique.
When you use the expression transmask to describe mask, what's the difference here?
The masks are used generally to create a state in the actor that is different from normal life. That's more or less with all masks. With the transmask, this factor is even more stressed. The technique of transmasks create a state of trance, so the actor enters immediately in a character, in a very, very bold character. So that's why we call it trance. It's like we don't see anymore the actor, so the actor loses the control, and the mask has its own life.
Is the trance mask somehow different from the traditional masks being used in terms of its design or in terms of its colouring? What?
There are several masks that work with the trance mask technique. One important thing, the masks that are used with the trance mask technique are half masks, so the mouth is free to make sounds. But when it concerns the design, then there is not a specific design. Normally, when I create masks, my style is quite similar to the Balinese masks, but I experiment using other kinds of styles or just improvising when I create masks. Then I try the mask with the actors, and if that mask works, I keep it. If it doesn't, I try to fix it, and if not, I create another mask. Normally, the mask I make, the painting is a skin tone color. But sometimes I experiment even with other colors.
You say, once you put the mask on the performer enters into the state of trance, or at least a trance-like state.
Yes.
Tell me, what exactly is this trance-like state? Because when you want an actor to perform, you want the actor to be in control of his faculties and in control of what he's trying to achieve.
Yes, that's the beauty of working with trance masks. And it's also one interesting effect of the state of trance. Because when you create a state of trance, we see something else than the actor. So we see a creature that normally is much bigger than the actor, has much more energy, and sometimes it behaves like an animal. But at the same time, the actor has control of what's happening. It may seem contradiction, but my experience with the mask is that there's a part of me behaves in ways that many times surprise myself. Here I'm speaking as an actor. So when I use the masks, sometimes I'm surprised of what I'm actually doing. But at the same time, there is a part of me, so there's a part of the actor that sees what's happening and may jump in the process and tear the mask in another direction. So the work with the trance mask is also to find an equilibrium. We want the mask to be free to do whatever the mask wants to do, but the actor can sometimes jump in and tear the mask in another direction.
Because this is theater training,
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, not all actors or not all performances will require a mask. How does the training with a mask, with a trans mask, take the actor into performance on stage without a mask?
One important thing of the work with the mask is that it gives you an idea of what you can do. And sometimes you do things you don't think you're able to do. Or sometimes you use an energy. So the mask is a very good training, and the trans mask especially, to inform the actor that there is much more to explore. Then normally what I suggest is, instead of trying to copy what you do when you are wearing a mask, is get that information so you can be much bigger and you can do much more things that you normally use. And then how to arrive at that point is your journey. You can discover it.
If I were a member of the audience watching a performer who has done trans mask training and one who has not done trans mask training, can I tell?
I would say no, because there is not, like in other technique, there are no stock characters, so you will not see a definite technique. Like if you trained in Commedia dell'arte, then probably you can see someone acting as a Arlecchino or another character of Commedia dell'arte. And you can recognize that posture, you can recognize those movements. While with the trans mask, there are no fixed things. So it's quite hard to tell.
Would it be fair to say then that the trans mask training is to give the actor, the performer, another tool to find his character, another tool to tap into a different kind of energy, but at the end of the day, it is still to bring about a better performance?
Yes, I think you define it very well. It's a way to explore where the actor can go, so how to use the actor's creativity and what the actor can reach.
In the two-day workshop that's coming up that you'll be doing, give us a little kind of preview to it as to what would happen.
We will play with improvisation games without a mask. We will work with the body, with the breathing. And we will also explore some basics of clown. And from time to time, we will work with a half mask, so with a trans mask, and also with a full mask. It's a different technique. Almost opposite the trans mask. So the full mask covers the mouth, so you cannot speak when you wear a full mask, and you have to use your body to communicate.
When you say use your body, does that suggest also that if you are of a certain age, you should not come into this workshop because the demands of the body may be too much?
No. With how I work, everyone can go as far as he or she wants. So I never say too much people if they don't want to or they don't have the physical ability to go. Everyone can explore
as much as they want to.
Yeah. And then work with a mask. With a full mask, it's quite gentle with the body.
Do you use music as part of the workshop?
Yes, especially with a full mask. I use music also to explore the rhythm of the action, and sometimes I experiment also with the trans mask and the music.
Simone Tani, actor, clown, theatre practitioner and facilitator. He's running a two-day trans mask workshop on July 4th and July 5th at the Experimental Theatre, University of Malaya. Thank you very much for coming on board.
Thank you very much.
This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.